Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. Good morning. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad we're here together. I've got so much to talk about. This has been a really big week. This is the beginning now of the fifth week of the counting of the Omer. I really do think that we're going to see things are heating up. Actually, President Trump literally put out a video yesterday on the White House, the X account. It was him saying winning it for an hour and 17 seconds straight, winning it. Just so happens to 17, right? That's just so cool. So exciting. If you're not familiar with our channel, this is Melissa Redpill. Been in this battle for almost 10 years. I cannot believe it. I'm glad I didn't know it was going to be that long when we first started, but it's, you know, we're winning it. And I really do believe this is the, if you're not familiar with the Omer Festival is that where you count seven weeks to this beautiful culmination of Jubilee, which is the day when the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. And I'm feeling it. I really am. I don't know about you guys, but I really, really am. So we're going to talk about all these great things that are happening today. So here's my channel right here. That's not what I wanted to show you. Right here, MelissaRedPill.com. Go to MelissaRedPill.com and you can find all kinds of great information over there, especially about how this is biblical, the really, really big, big picture. And so, yeah, what's happening this week, who knows? Who knows? But we're going to talk about what President Trump, what's going on with OPEC, what's going on with the Energy Production Act, which is really talking about our financial boom, getting us back to where we should have been and where our forefathers had us back in the day until the cabal took us over. And so some little hints that I found out about Camilla and Charles, because I don't call them the queen and the king. So yeah, let's jump in. Let's get going. So I've been working on putting so many things together. I'm like, I don't even know what I have first. That's not the one. That's not what I wanted to show you. I've got so much on my screens. It's like really hard to even keep up with everything. It's really going so fast. So check this out. Yeah, 1 hour, 17 seconds. Check it out.
Winning.
Seriously, an hour. I didn't listen to it for an hour long, but I did go down to the 17 seconds and yep, he's got 1 hour and 17 seconds. That is not a coincidence. For you guys who are new and maybe don't understand that 17 is the Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. Q is real. It's real deal. And everything that we were told is happening before our very, very eyes. So let's jump in. Let's go. All right. So here, one of the first things I want to show you is that President Trump. Okay. For those of you who didn't watch yesterday, I have a video where I was talking about that. I really do believe that this was we were getting back our sovereignty, really, with Charles coming over. That is the end of their rule over us. Legally, in every which way, we have our sovereignty back. You saw the fringe, no fringe, actually, on the flag that was right behind him and Camilla. If it had, if it, you know, if if we're not sovereign, they would have had literally the flag showing that with the fringe, basically, that shows that we are under their thumb, under their rule. And so, yeah, it's very, very good day. But anyway, so because of that, I wanted to look at, okay, what do we see happening now that is letting us know that we have our sovereignty back? Well, the first thing that happened, one of the first, just President Trump does so much, but one of the first things he did was sign this executive order authorizing an energy pipeline project to unleash oil and lower prices. So we've been talking about this Keystone Pipeline, and I literally had a conversation with someone last week. He was like, he's in oil and gas. He says, well, I don't trust President Trump anymore because he has not, you know, opened up the Keystone Pipeline. He could do that with an executive order and be done with it. And so literally like 2 days later, President Trump signs this, and it's about timing. I don't know all the details, but I will say this, that just like you own your house, but you do not own the rights, the mineral rights underneath, because you're like not even a sovereign person. Someone else owns these oil and mineral rights underneath your property. In the same way, if I have a feeling that if President Trump had signed this executive order before we had the legally binding sovereignty resolved with the cabal, then they would have gotten their grimy little hands on it. They would have been able to have the benefit of our resources. That's really, in a nutshell, the whole battle that we're up against worldwide, is that the cabal has gone in and gobbled up all the resources of every country. America, Africa, all the gold of Africa belongs to them. I mean, all the resources belong to them. That's exactly what they've been doing. And so how do you legally get this where it's under your control and under that you have the benefit for it, of it, for your people? That's how the people of Africa with so many gold resources are so impoverished, is because their resources have been stolen by the cabal. All right, you guys know all that. Did President Trump wait to approve the pipeline until we had our sovereignty so the cabal wouldn't get their grimy hands on the proceeds? The project is similar to the Keystone XL, which will significantly expand our ability to move oil around North America. It's a huge deal in terms of long-term energy dominance and energy security. So check out what President Trump had to say. This is where we're moving on, where we are grown-ups. We're adults. We don't have to be told what to do by this criminal cabal.
This is a trans-border pipeline similar to the old Keystone XL pipeline. It'll significantly expand our ability to move oil around North America, oil and gas around North America. It's a huge deal in terms of long-term energy dominance and energy security.
Slightly different than the last administration. They sign a pipeline deal, and we have pipelines going up. And by the way, they're way underground. They're not a problem. Nobody even knows they're there. It's so crazy, but they wouldn't approve anything having to do with the pipeline, and they're great, as opposed to trucking it or training it. It was
the presidential permit authorized.
All right. So this is just one of the things. I mean, the man never stops. He's just winning it all the time. All right. So the next thing is President Trump is going to Beijing on the 14th, which is not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And so I wanted to kind of give you the heads up, so we'll be watching for that coming up. And so, you know, there's been a lot of hubbub between, President Trump and China and Xi Jinping. But we know from the board that we're working together to stop this stranglehold of the cabal. So there's just, I think there's a lot of misinformation about China, and I haven't been able to piece all of it together, but just from the board, I believe that we're working together as along with Putin, because all of us are trying to destroy this stranglehold of the cabal, basically the Antichrist, the beast of Revelation. All right, so here it talks about he's going on the 14th and 15th. Well, they've been having all this big argument, and Besson has been putting tariffs on them because they were supposedly helping Iran and all of that. So, you know, what's really going on? So let me just tell you what's going to be happening on the 14th and 15th. For 2 days, there's a state summit with President Xi Jinping. This trip is part of a broader diplomatic effort to stabilize relations between the two countries, which have been strained by significant trade tariffs and regional security issues, as in the Iran war. Key details of the scheduled visit. Official. I mean, you'd think that they would have canceled it, right? Is what you would think. A little vacuum, and he's deciding to start right now. I'm like, I don't need you to start vacuuming right now. I'm a little automatic little vacuum cleaner. Hang on, let me get him to stop. I didn't think he was on. Stop. Go to the dock. Okay. All right. So this 2-day visit is set to begin on May 14th. Like I said, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. The summit was originally planned for late March 2026, but was postponed to the ongoing conflict with Iran. Primary agenda is to discuss, discussions are expected to focus on Taiwan, whole other kettle of fish, trade relations, and regional energy security. The participants are President Trump, and he'll be accompanied by First Lady Melania Trump and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Reciprocal visit as part of the diplomatic reset, the White House announced that President Xi is also expected to visit Washington later in 2026. So if you remember on the first visit, and it was talked about on the 17 board, is that President Trump and Melania were the only ones to ever get to go to the Forbidden City. They were highly respected and just the outpouring of adoration was really over the top. No one has ever experienced such a thing as President Trump received from them. So that right there tells you that they understand that he is a very unique person and that he is not a cabal operative like almost all of our former presidents, at least of late. So this is coming up on what will be the sixth week of the counting of the Omer. Now, the final seventh week is the week of the 17th. And so culminating on the 24th, which is Pentecost, which is the 50th day. But something kind of cool, the 14th is a very interesting day. It is actually the day that we celebrate Christ's ascension, which is really cool. If you remember, after our Lord Jesus rose from the dead on Easter, Resurrection Day, you'll see, remember that he was there with the disciples for 40 days. And then they went to the Mount of Olives and he ascended on that day. So we celebrate that as this amazing day. And so it seems like a very, as it says in God's word, that he ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father. So that's a very big day in Christendom. It wouldn't be, it'd be great to see something, really cool happen on that particular day as a commemoration of our Lord Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, right? So I just want you to see that this is coming up. Be prepared for this. And I wanted to point out this. It says on post number 35 that POTUS will be well insulated, protected on AF1, Air Force One, and abroad, specific locations classified while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. So it just so happens that here we are getting to the end of this huge Festival of Omer, that we really believe Jubilee is coming, and we're getting to that, we're in the sixth week, and, so it's getting, the bundle is getting bigger, and President Trump will be abroad. He'll be, for 2 days, he'll be abroad, be on Air Force One and abroad those 2 days, while these operations, now, for those of you who are not familiar with 17, the operations is arrests. Okay, so I want to take you to that post also. Let me see, this is post 34, the one just before it. This is the famous one that I'm sure all of you read. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. And I thought this is a very good time for us to review it. It says, my fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you'll undoubtedly realize we're taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11.3 upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11.4. And what we believe, I believe the 11.3 and the 11.4 in the law of war manual is talking about arresting those who are guilty of treason. Okay, those are specifically dealing with restoring our sovereignty and getting our sovereignty back. Anyway, confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. And obviously that has not happened yet. And so we're sitting here on the edge of our seats waiting for that to happen. And it's, and the next post says that it will happen when President Trump is on Air Force One and abroad. So I'm just saying he's going to be on Air Force One and abroad on Ascension Day on May 14th and 15th. All right. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. This goes along with the Bible verse that says that they won't know what came upon them until the flood comes and washes them all away. They think everything's fine. They think they're in control and everything's going to be okay, as it has been for so long. And they're going to be able to defeat President Trump and MAGA. So either way, they are false leaks. I think it's not really to the main public, but more to cabal to let them think everything's A-okay. That's, in their private communications. All right. And so rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. We will be initiating the Emergency Broadcast System, EMS, during this time in an effort to provide a direct message avoiding the fake news to all citizens. Organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. So it's not just in America. So there you go. These have been pre-lifted. We know that the military can work with the National Guard in some of these instances in a state of emergency. So just be prepared that this is potentially, it could potentially happen because he will be abroad on the 14th, which would be pretty cool. I don't know about you guys, but I'm very up for it. I'm very ready for it. All right. So it says here also, let us salute and let's always do that. Just thank you, Lord, for our wonderful military who have put themselves in this position and in harm's way. But it also makes sense that Iran had to be taken care of first. Thank you, Lord, for our military did that. Right? It's time to take our country back, make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. It is our hope that this message reaches enough people to make a meaningful impact. Well, we have. I will tell you, I'm convinced that we have had a meaningful impact so much that they had to really, I think that we had to be stifled for a little while and kind of, okay, you guys talk about this over in the corner in the Isle of Misfit Toys, because we were chomping at the bit, and we had so many people following, and they really had to kind of put us to the side because we were really being very, very effective. And of course we were being attacked. And I think the most important thing was that everything had to go according to this specific timing, and they did not want us to be in any more risk than we already have put ourselves in. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone here can understand. Here it is. What was the date of this post? This is November 1, 2017, 9 years ago almost. And it's still, they still cannot telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons everyone can understand. This is, we're still in here fighting the cabal. But I do feel like this week was a big week. Talk about that more in a second. Follow the questions from the previous threads and remain calm. The primary targets are within DC and remain at the top on both sides. Okay, y'all with me on that? The primary targets are in DC and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Now, I'm just going to say, I don't know, you guys. Here we are. He's invited us to come up for the rededication of our country. And it's, I don't know, it's going to be on the 17th. We're flying up there on the 15th. And, is something big going to have happened? The news cycle goes so quickly. I mean, it could be that if something happens big, then it's like we got our country. We're done. These people are gone. They're arrested. Oh, just, newsflash, they've been arrested. I don't know. I'm just telling you. The spillover in the streets will be shut down quickly. Look for more false flags. Stay alert. Be vigilant. And above all, please pray. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Love is patient. Love is kind. God bless my fellow Americans. 4-10-20. 4-10-20 is DJT, Donald J. Trump. I loved that the 17 board was not shy about quoting scripture. They quoted, put on the full armor of God from Ephesians chapter 6, quoting, various verses and specifically saying this is biblical. And that's when I jumped in and said, okay, wait, just wait one doggone minute. I've got to find out what do you mean this is biblical? What do you mean by that? And so that's where I have been very thankful to have been able to decode the book of Revelation. If you're new to this channel, you don't know what I'm talking about, please go to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Go to the end times page /end times, all one word, and you will find out little clips about, is this the Great Awakening? What is really happening biblically? Here's the truth about end times in 5 minutes. It gives you a synopsis of the order that things happen in. And also, this is my bestseller book over on Amazon. It is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. We're talking about that I go verse by verse by verse through the book of Revelation, as well as the other prophecies from Daniel, etc. And you'll see that. But you have even more. I talk about the golden age in this book, the beautiful Bible verses all throughout God's word about the wonderful truth that is that we're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth and what that means, and all of God's word and his promises about that. And this one is about the major clues from minor prophets, that the minor prophets were witnessing to us what they were telling us what was going to happen and to help us in this day. Beautiful. Thank you so much, minor prophets. And I'm so glad it makes sense now. And also that all these Bible stories were a roadmap for us. Every Bible story we've ever learned is basically helping us to understand how we're going to be set free from this criminal cabal and who they are and how we fight them. All right. So yeah, definitely check into that. And you can also see the audiobooks right over here, and you can listen to them if that's easier for you. Sometimes people like to read and listen at the same time. All right. So I wanted you to see that. And so we will watch and see exactly what's going to happen. But yeah, I would love it if our rededication is when these people have been arrested. Wouldn't y'all love that? Anybody love that? I'm loving that. I would love that. But either way, I'm just trust the plan. But I just wanted you to connect those dots. All right. So the other thing is, I want you to see that, again, looking at the sovereignty, what is going on with this, gotten our sovereignty back? Is that really what was happening with Camilla and Charles coming over here and all this very interesting symbolism that was everywhere? And it says here that the UAE has left, it was at that point leaving OPEC. Well, they have now left OPEC. And so for those of you who are not really familiar, I'm not an expert on it, but bottom line, OPEC has been the organism through which the cabal has controlled the price of oil. And everyone in it has had to do whatever they were told. You had to be a part of OPEC, and you know that was the only way you could play the game. And now that has clearly broken down. The stranglehold that was held because of Iran controlling the Strait of Hormuz and controlling this with all this conflict in the Middle East and controlling the insurance through the Lloyd's of London, all of that has completely broken down, thankfully, because of President Trump. And so they don't feel they're compelled any longer to be part of OPEC and this price controls. And so President Trump said that this will bring the prices down because true competition. That's what we have to get back to, where everyone is a free agent and can do their own competition. So yeah, they just left. And I think I've got a clip of what President Trump had to say. Check this out.
Emirates, the UAE, they pulled out of OPEC.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I think it's great. Look, I know him very well, Mohammed, and very smart. And he probably maybe wants to go his own way. That's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for getting the price of gas down, getting oil down, getting everything down. They have it all. He's a great leader, actually. So, no, I'm okay. They're having some problems in OPEC.
They're having some problems in OPEC controlling the countries that were part of that system, and they're saying we don't want to be part of this anymore because the cabal would always control what they were doing and take their cut, and nobody wants that. We're over that. We are at the point, as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Every nation is done being treated like a child by this criminal cabal. And so, but we had to be like set free. That's really, Jubilee is about the captives being set free. The countries that have been held captive by the cabal through OPEC or all these various things that we're talking about here, they are no longer being held captive. And so it's all going to make a huge impact on, like he said, the price of oil and also just us being able to, have our economy take off. I'm going to talk about that too. All right. So I want you to see that. This is the next one. This is the Defense Production Act. I wanted you to hear this little clip about what President Trump is not being forcing us to be under the control of. The cabal-controlled Wall Street. We are going to be in control of our own destiny, have our own funding through this Defense Production Act, and not be at their mercy as to whether they will dole out money for this or dole out money for that. We, like I said, we're not a child anymore. We're the adults, and we're going to run our country and our economy the way that it benefits our people. So this is, I'll read this and I'll play the clip. President Trump just signed an executive order invoking the Defense Production Act following increasing energy prices. The order surges federal resources to the production of petroleum, liquefied natural gas, coal, and power grid infrastructure. And it's not only this, that's one of the pieces of it, but it's also the other piece is the production of just for the infrastructure of our country. So we are not going to be told what we can have and what we can do anymore. Check it out.
Moments ago, President Trump signed an executive order invoking the Defense Production Act to provide federal funds to a range of energy projects. This comes as Americans deal with rising gas prices and oil prices during the conflict with Iran. The measures cover a bunch of sectors, including coal, liquefied natural gas, domestic petroleum, and power grid infrastructure.
And now we can make our own infrastructure. We couldn't even make our own transformers. I was just talking about this on one of my last videos. We couldn't even make our own transformers. How can we be a sovereign nation if we can't even control our own energy sector? And so that is now, before they were under the control of whether they would get the funding for this, the resources for this. It takes a lot of money. You have to get funding for these types of things, and you have to get financing. And they held those purse strings so tight they would not allow the financing of it. So now it's being financed through our government. This is what the point of the government is to help to finance some of these things so that we can have what we need in our country. And President Trump is using his emergency powers to be able to do it. Okay, so that's our genius president at work, as usual. All right, so what the other... Okay, so we've got so many things about proving that we're getting our sovereignty back, that we're being the adults in the room. We're getting our getting a new Federal Reserve chair. And I meant to look it up and see. Somebody tell me, what is it? I'm going to ask it real quick while we're on the thing. Ask Rock. What day will Kevin Warsh be the new Fed Reserve Chair. That's not what I want. Yeah, I think it's coming up like 14th. It's coming up real, real soon. So he's already been approved, 13-11 vote in the Senate. And so now, getting this, there's no confirmed specific day for Warsh, but Jerome Powell's, his term ends on May 15th. I thought that was the case. It's really getting close that here he's going to leave right on that same time his term ends. Now, he just announced this week that he's still going to be part of the the board, even though he won't be the chairman of the board. They're like, what do we have to do to get rid of you, dude? Right? But he's just, you know, obviously does not represent our country and our country's best interests. Clearly, he represents the cabal, just like Charles has. And so they're just puppets for the cabal. And so I just find that very interesting that he is supposed to be removed from that position, ending his term on the 15th. And we'll see exactly what, you know, how this plays out. But, you know, we don't want, and you know, to have the Federal Reserve controlling our money system anymore. We're not children anymore. So this is a big part of that. And trust the plan. President Trump will make sure to get to end the Federal Reserve. We're not going to be under their money system. And in June, as you know, President Trump will be signing the money. So that's going to be very interesting. What will happen on that? Because I can assure you, President Trump is not going to sign their funny money, the Federal Reserve fake money. He will have money that he signs that is backed by gold. I mean, we're really at the door of this happening. So exciting. So I want you to, okay, let's go back and just review, just so you see very quickly, all this winning it, right? Winning it. The XL pipeline, he approved that, right? That now we got that done. The OPEC is busting up. So the oil is no longer under their control. And then the Energy Production Act, so that we have control over our own infrastructure. And so just the economy is going to blast off. And then getting control of the Federal Reserve, which they hate. You can see how desperate they are to stop that. So that is gigantic. So, you know, we're finally growing up and getting our own sovereignty. Now, I wanted you to see a couple of things, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but even more is coming together. I just realized about when they first talked about the beehive on the South Lawn of the White House. Look at this post from First Lady Melania. It says, "Be free." I did not notice that. It didn't connect with me when I first saw it. I'm like, I was just thinking, what in the world are they doing having bees on the White House lawn? It sounds so, you know, kind of scary. And I didn't remember the bee symbolism at that point. But she announced the expansion of the White House honey program with the addition of newly installed and functional beehive in the South Garden. I'm telling you, that's like, seems like to me a little bit, would make me a little nervous going out there having all those bees flying around. But it's all the buzz. This is where the buzz is. Is right here at the White House. And so I just thought that was so cool that she posted this saying, "Be free." Had you guys seen that? Isn't that cool? All right. So as many of you have already seen where I talked about this, but I'll just very briefly just go back and say that the beautiful beehive that was put on the White House lawn is shaped like a White House. And the symbolism of bees is royalty. And that we're now having our own sovereignty. So much of this is all about the symbolism for our sovereignty. And we have, we don't need any of you anymore. All right. So if you remember, Napoleon would wear a beautiful robe, and the robe had not little black spots, but bees on it, because this represents the royalty. And so this is where they were out there talking to, the person explaining about the beehive, and they're listening to all of that. And so President Trump and Melania right there behind them as they're discussing it. Well, here's where President Trump actually had a bee land on his hand. And I'd love that the little bee had a red MAGA hat. So cute. And so President Trump is telling the bees, as has been the historical tradition, that you announce to the bees when there is a change of a succession who's ruling. And so you tell the bees, the word is that if you don't tell the bees, then the bees will leave, you know, because they want to be shown that respect. Either way, I have a feeling he's not just having a bee land on his hand just for fun. He's telling them just as in tradition, that we are now our own sovereign country. We are running our own country. And this creep right here, Charles, is not. And the reason I'm going to say Charles is a creep, even though President Trump was like, oh, he's just the greatest. You know, I think a lot of that is a lot of disinformation, because that makes the cabal wonder, is Charles a good guy, or is he, what is he doing? You know, is he on our side or not? But I wanted you to see a couple of things to point out that Charles is not the good guy that President Trump was acting like he is, you know, like, oh, this is, he's great. Well, I want you to see a couple of things that he said that really kind of ticked me off. All right. So I showed you that. Oh, here's the video where I talked about yesterday, who's the true king. I go into President Trump's lineage. I show you the entire lineage on that, as well as other things about the no fringe, and also this video that they put out with both President Trump and Charles having crowns on their head from the White House. I'm not going to show that today, but if you haven't seen that, I'll just grab that real quick. I'll just pop that into the chat. Super quick. And then also I talked a little bit more about his royalty there. There you go. I'm going to pop it right into the chat. If you guys could put that over on the YouTube, I would really appreciate it. All right. So I wanted you to see what Charles had to say. I thought this was a little bit, what's the word? It was just a little bit smart aleck. And he's saying basically, you know, we have been part of this, venture for so long, and we're embedded. In other words, you can't really get rid of us, because so many of your states, so many of your towns have our names on them. It's like a Christmas card. Georgia here and Carolina there. So I want you to hear this. So I wonder if in the future we'll rename these places, because we're like, we do not want to have them, the memory of them ruling over us. Eventually, I think that we will, but we'll see. We'll see, because I think we'll live 1,000 years.
King George III, I know this is a nation that never gives up. And my family's history remains reflected in your maps, which read rather like our Christmas card list across the ages. North.
Okay, I want you to watch President Trump. He is not looking in his face, because he knows where he's going with this, and he's not feeling it. Watch his face. Watch President Trump. He's not showing him the respect to even look in his face while he's saying this.
North and South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the cities of Charleston, a particular favorite of mine, obviously, Georgetown. And for that matter, Georgia, Annapolis, as you mentioned, and further favorites, Prince William County and Williamsburg. This said, our French friends can feel equally at home with a glance at a map. Indeed, you recently commented, Mr. President, that if it were not for the United States, European countries would be speaking German. Dare I say that if it wasn't for us, you'd be speaking French.
Okay, so yeah, some of that smart aleck remark stuff, I don't think it, I think it went over like a lead balloon. You see him looking up, like, I think he can tell that he's trying to make a dig at them. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful, you know, this British accent, and it sounds like he's just, you know, but he's really digging at us. And so, yeah, I bet everything's going to be Trump land. Trump this and Trump that. There you go. I don't find it that funny. I don't find any of that very funny, but because the problem is that they came in, our forefathers came to America to try to get away from them, and they always infiltrate like they always do, and they use all their funding to be able to fund the colonies and embed themselves and to control what's going on. Yes, we won the Revolutionary War, but unfortunately, as far as holding on to our sovereignty, that has not, we've not been able to do that. But now we have, because of Trump. because of President Trump, and we'll never go back, and they can forget it. We're not, you know, we don't care, you know, what you say. We're not going back. Right, so now he's gone over, Charles went over to speak to Congress, and of course, everyone at Congress, not everyone, but almost all, are their his lapdogs, and he's telling them, basically, we need to continue this Ukraine war, because they realize the Iran war is all but over, and so now he's saying, you know, we really need to finance and really support the Ukraine war. As, you know, the only ones who are trying to support this are Europe, you know, and then Congress. And President Trump is not having it. And I'm going to show you what President Trump was saying at the very moment when Charles was talking to Congress about ginning up this Ukraine war and help and financing this and helping them to win, is at the very moment that President Trump was speaking to Putin about ending this conflict. And so I'll show you his clip on that too. So here, first listen to Charles, and then you'll hear President Trump.
The immediate aftermath of 9/11, when NATO invoked Article 5 for the first time, and the United Nations Security Council. In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, for the first time, and the United Nations Security Council was united in the face of terror, we answered the call together, as our people have done so for more than a century, shoulder to shoulder, through two world wars, the Cold War, Afghanistan, and moments that have defined our shared security. Today, Mr. Speaker, that same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people.
Of course, you see all the Democrat, all the Congress lapdogs, all standing on their feet. You know, then President Trump said, you know, this is an amazing thing because I've never been able to get them up off out of their chairs, but they're all supporting King Charles. What happened to no kings? Whatever happened to that? These people are clearly paid for by the cabal, just like the colonies were infiltrated, just like, you know, all throughout history. We have gotten, you know, unfortunately, our leaders have gotten sucked in and been installed to be able to be their lapdogs, to be their puppets. Thankfully, President Trump is not doing what they say. He's moving on without them. Thankfully, we've had enough people in Congress to be able to get through the things that he needed to get through, and then he's been able to do his executive orders to get free from these people. But it just tells you everything you need to know when they're all standing on their feet, clapping and carrying on like they were. All right, so it's a sad situation. It's a sad situation. But here's where President Trump is talking about his conversation with Putin on the Ukraine war and talking about declaring victory and it being over. It's like, okay, you guys, you can go over there and you can carry on in the Capitol and you can clap all you want, but we're not playing this anymore. We're done. We're done with you. Check this out.
He'd like to see a solution, I can tell you, and that's good. When I had a long talk with President Putin, I suggested a little bit of a ceasefire, and I think he might do that. He might announce something having to do with that. Did he announce it? I think he'd like.
Okay, so did he announce it? Okay, so very likely what's going to happen is he will announce it on May 9th, which is this coming Saturday. Again, at the end of the fifth week of the counting of the Omer. So much of this is so symbolic. So Victory Day is May 9th. And so it's a holiday that commemorates the victory of the Soviet Union over Nazi Germany in 1945. It was inaugurated in the 15 republics of the Soviet Union following the signing of the German Instrument of Surrender late in the evening, May 8th, 1945. So, yeah, I think that all of this bluster from Charles to come over here and try to get President Trump to stop this war with Iran and to gin up the one in Ukraine, it just fell on deaf ears. It's a lot of bluster, but not really any action that fell behind it. If you look at the two people, you look at President Trump and you look at Charles, which one do you think is the one who is going to win? It's not that difficult. So this is what we saw yesterday that again tells you something bigger is going on than maybe what we are, what meets the eye, because it looks like, oh, what they're she's the queen. She flew commercial. She flew commercial. The people are in the airport. And then next thing you know, here goes the queen. There goes Camilla walking past. Right here in the middle of the JFK airport. There she goes. Doesn't really look much like a queen there, right? The pomp, the circumstance, where is it? I mean, she has some people walking with her, but she flew commercial. She flew commercial. She didn't even change her dress. So, yeah, it's over. This whole idea of them ruling the world and being the royals, it looks to me like they're out of money. Now, supposedly, Charles went to Bermuda, and so she's on her own, it sounds like. I mean, she's got a little royal pillow there. I don't know. It just doesn't. What do y'all think? I'm going to share the link so you guys can go look at it and share it if you want to. This is it. Peasant Camilla. I love that. From queen to peasant. I will tell you this. Make flying great again, because flying is so much. It's just so much. I cannot wait for President Trump to make flying great again. So she's flying. Can you imagine? You're on this plane. I'm guessing she flew in first. I don't know. She might have been back in coach with the rest of us riffraff. I don't know where she sat. But can you imagine? You're on a plane and she's right there, right in the seat next to you. Yeah, she does look like she has an entourage. So she has a few people with her. I just think they're out of money. Isn't that funny? What do you guys think about that? That was awesome. I just love finding that. Yeah, 170,000 people have seen that, bookmarked it. I was like, this is the end of it. This is the end of their power. It's really great. It's very exciting. Yeah, so all that bluster that he had about, oh, let's gin up the Ukraine war. You can't even get your wife a plane ride over home. Isn't that crazy? It's really, enjoy the show. We're really living in the day. All right, so did you see this? Comparing Camilla to beautiful Melania. Look at this dress. And, you know, the she looks beautiful in a paper sack. I mean, anything she puts on, she's absolutely stunning. But this dress was kind of weird. And when you looked at it, you know, it looked so weird. I couldn't understand it until someone posted about the winged, what they call it? I can't remember the name of it, of Samothrace, the winged victory of Samothrace. I think that's what they call it. Let me read this. In 1863, on a remote Greek island, a worker digged in the ruins of a 2,000-year-old sanctuary stopped and shouted to the French diplomat supervising the excavation, "Monsieur, we have found a woman." What we have found was not a woman. It was a giant marble torso, no head, no arms, but a pair of broken wings. She's the winged victory of Samothrace. Yes, okay. Carved around 190 BC. And it's such a beautiful image. So beautiful. Now, she didn't have the wings. She didn't have the wings, but the dress is reminiscent of this beautiful statue. And of course, she's just like a beautiful statue, isn't she? Just absolutely beautiful and stunning always. The statue depicts the goddess Nike, the personification of victory in the ancient Greek world. She is shown alighting on a prow of a warship, the moment of triumph caught in stone. So beautiful. All right. So I just wanted you to see, I mean, this dress that she's wearing is another sign of our sovereignty, that we have our victory, our sovereignty back. Just even the dress that she's wearing is an announcement of that. And the video that I showed yesterday, if you haven't seen it, it's pinned on my ex account, Melissa Redpill. It says, it starts with a song, Coronation Day. I mean, that right there tells you it clearly wasn't the coronation of Camilla and Charles. It must be the coronation really of our country, that we are crowned with our own sovereignty. I can't get over it. I'm probably going to be talking about it for weeks, because this is not just a topic for one video. This is the topic for, this is the change for our country. fondly, where we are winning it, winning it, winning it, winning it, winning it. Right? All right. If you like this type of information, definitely go and hit the like button before we go. I've got a couple more things to show you, but don't forget to hit the subscribe button and make sure your bell is rung, because a lot of people are subscribed, but they don't have their bell rung. So they don't know, you know, when the videos are out, and a lot of people aren't even aware that I'm back as doing videos on YouTube now. So definitely if you're in YouTube land, please go and share this so people will know that we are and hit the likes and comments and that type of thing. That'll help people to find us again. Check this out. Okay, I've posted this a couple of weeks ago, and so I needed to update it because we're going through the 7 weeks of the counting of the Omer, of them making this beautiful bundle of grain. And so the first week, President Trump did this blasting, cursing post on Easter morning, which was shocking, but it's basically to get them out of the strait. And it basically, the big picture is he's saying, get out of our lives, cabal. Not just get out of the strait, get out of our lives. And that was the first thing to just that he blast across the at the first day of the counting of the Omer. And then week two, he did the one where he looks like he's Jesus and he is, you know, touching, it looks like JFK's head and bringing him back to life. I mean, that's just what it looks like. And with these demons flying all around. But he's still unstoppable. Just that's what he posted. I didn't write it. I'm just telling you what it looks like. And then week three, we had America Reads the Bible. Gigantic, huge. This is so biblical. This is exactly what happened when Nehemiah and Ezra came back from the Babylonian captivity. The first thing that they did was they gathered all the people to read the Bible, to read cover to cover. So that's exactly what happened. Amazing. And of course, our president read the passage that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. This is the passage that he read. It's so biblical. Is really so biblical. And so, of course, we're having this Jubilee celebration that is so biblical. They literally call it Jubilee. This is biblical. You announce the Jubilee and you know, he's not just calling it a celebration. They're calling it Jubilee, the cancellation of debts and the captives being freed. Amazing. And then on the fourth week of the counting of the Omer, what did he do this past week? Here we are talking about the sovereignty being restored, and he exposed his lineage, which I've been talking about since 2019. I talk about that on my most recent videos. Let's see, this one right here. This one. Yeah, I go into the lineage on that one, who's the true king. But he is saying, you know, he said, okay, I'll talk to Camilla and Charles about this. He's basically announcing to everyone that he has this royal right to rule. And they know this. That's why they've had these no kings rallies, because they don't want him to be a king. Now, as he said to Nora O'Donnell this week, he says, I'm not a king. If I were a king, I wouldn't be putting up with you. That's what he told Nora O'Donnell. The point is, he's not a normal king that rules with an iron fist and locks people up in gulags. He's the kind of a ruler who works for the good of the people day in, day out, tirelessly, endlessly. And I'm using the word king, you know, loosely, okay? Biblically, I believe he's in the line of Judah and he has the right. But ultimately, the thing is, he's not trying to rule like all these other kings have ruled, okay? All right, so this is the week five. Today is the beginning of the week five. So what is going to happen this week? And so just stay tuned, buckle up, and I'm going to watch. I haven't seen anything yet coming across that I thought was maybe it, but we'll watch and see. And this is how we'll know what it is, because of the screeching. The screeching of the people will tell us this is what it is. So I'm hoping that, let's say, next week, maybe on the 5th, this Tuesday, is what was that? What was something going to happen on that 5th? Remember, you guys, that is the day something big was going to happen. Oh, for goodness sakes, my brain can't remember it right now. Something big is supposed to happen on Tuesday. It is, I can't remember. And then, as we know, on the 9th, that could be the the end of the Ukraine conflict. And then next week on the 14th and the 15th, President Trump is going to China. And potentially that could be the operation that we've been waiting for. And then, of course, we're going to go to the rededication on the 17th on Sunday. And then Pentecost is on the 24th. It's lots going on. Lots going on. Very exciting. All right, so let me see if I have anything else to share with you. Okay, he did talk about, very quickly, I'll just say that he talked about Cuba being set free. He said, we'll just take the USS Abraham Lincoln over there and just be 100 yards offshore, and they'll say, oh, yes, we give up, we give up. So listen to this. I want you to hear what President Trump had to say.
Now, Cuba comes from originally a place called Cuba, which we will be taking over almost immediately. Now, Cuba's got problems. We'll finish one first. I like to finish the job. On the way back from what we'll do, on the way back from Iran, we'll have one of our big, maybe the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, the biggest in the world. We'll have that come in, stop about 100 yards offshore, and they'll say, thank you very much. We give up. But this man really is great.
They do not have the funding that they've always had. If Camilla can't even afford a plane to get back to the United Kingdom, right, then that tells you something. They don't have the funding for Cuba. They were getting all this funding from Venezuela. They certainly can't get funding from Venezuela. The cabal is sinking. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. So, did someone even remember what I had said was going to happen on the 5th? Oh, it's the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. It's the 33rd day. The 33rd day of the counting of the Omer is the day that they celebrate, that the cabal has always memorialized the 24,000 who were executed. They memorialized that because they revealed who they were, and they revealed their plans. They came out of the shadows, and they've always said, you've got to remain behind the shadows. So that's what's happening I need to put that on my list because there's just so much symbolism about at this time of the year. Yeah. So we'll watch and see. All right. So, I want you to see this. Our wonderful president, so amazing, so brave, so courageous. Check this out.
Look, then somebody tried to kill you on Saturday. You feel safe going or something like this today?
I don't even think about it, Peter.
Oh, he's so cute. Oh my goodness, he's so cute. I don't even think about it. I'm telling you. Okay, put yourself in his shoes. Everywhere he goes, it could be anything. And he doesn't even think about it. And so I think it was Pete Hegseth or Rubio, someone was saying, or maybe, you know who it was, Stephen Miller was saying that he has taught us to not even think about any of that. And I think that's exactly how the way we should live our lives. Please don't let worry steal your joy, to steal your energy. It really takes too much energy. So really be very, very careful about what you, not to have any fear rule over you. We're not led by a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We are not going to be letting any of that worry us. And just like our wonderful president, I don't even think about it. He doesn't even think about it. All he thinks about is how to destroy the cabal. That's all he thinks about. And that's exactly what he's doing. He is focused like a laser beam, and he's doing it. So exciting. All right. And then he also, he's calling out, of course, these cabal-controlled Congress people who are not moving forward, like Thune, not moving forward with the Save America Act. He was calling them out. So we'll watch and see what happens on that. But as President Trump said, they're not going to be able to have this cheating. As you notice, the Supreme Court, thankfully, came out and said that these gerrymandered districts were unconstitutional, and so they are not allowing that to happen. And so now so many of them are redrawing their maps to be more, more fair districts, so that they don't just carve out enough so that they have blue districts. So it's really going to be a sea of red. It really is. really is. All right, I think that's everything that I had to share with you today. Yes, while we pray, I'll let you see again our beautiful flag that is waving wildly, and as they played the national anthem, so beautiful, because right in front of supposedly this king and queen that no longer rule over us as the puppets of the cabal, we are our own country. We're going to have our energy. We're going to have our infrastructure. We're going to have our own currency. We're having our own everything. Everything. What was the other thing? There's so many things I can't even keep up. What was the other thing? Yeah, our own oil. Everything. We're not going to have them ruling over us anymore. Let's pray. Again, Lord, we give you the thanks and the praise that you are the king of the world, that you are giving us our sovereignty, that you are showing us how to rule and reign with you. And we're going to see these beautiful days where we're not going to have them rule over our health, over our money, over our energy, over anything. We're not going to let them rule over our joy. We are going to be in under your control of all of these things, and that we'll have this health and wealth and peace, the captives freed and the debts canceled for 1,000 years. This is what you promised in your word. We thank you, Lord, that beautiful, bright days that are coming, that nothing can stop what is coming. I pray again for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and bless them, encourage them, help them to know that you are right beside them and you never, never leave them. And Lord, we reject any fear at all. We don't even think about it because we're so focused on the joy that we get to, because we are working alongside you in this great day of battle. We thank you for the, you've let us see this day, this beautiful day. We're enjoying the show and know it's your plan. That's why nothing can stop what is coming. We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. I love you guys. I'm so glad we hung out together. Don't forget, if you are wanting to know more information about end times, and if you haven't listened to the books or read the books, go and check that out on freedomforce.live/endtimes. I'm going to pop the over in the chat, and I know my team will put this over in the comment section, as well as definitely go and check into, I've got some stuff I need to talk to y'all about. I've got someone in my world who's very sick, and so please pray for this person. And so we're working on, I've been working on detoxing for a long time. This person has not. And so anyway, so definitely check into the detox page, because it's very, very important that you get the take care of your body, because these toxins are real. These toxins cause cancer, and it fights against your body. And so the one thing that you can do is detox, get these toxins out of you and get good nutrients in. Okay. And if you feel like the super green juice is a little bit strong, that's okay. Just mix it with your protein powder, mix it with the nitric oxide, the beet powder that I have on my smoothies page, and it'll be delicious. And it's so important. It's so important, because it's easier to prevent it than it is to take care of it once it's taken hold. Okay. You've got to really be strong. And until, one day we'll have good food, but until then we've got to detox and we've got to make sure we get the proper nutrients in us. Okay. And don't forget to go to if you do have some of these issues that are going on, go to this page, the remedies page, freedomforce.live/remedies. And this can help you with just a variety of things to help your body to be tough and strong to overcome whatever the cabal wants to throw at us. Okay. I love you guys. I'm going to jet out of here, and I will talk to you on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Talk to you later. There's wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.